Making a choice. Mel was walking home from school when she saw the wallet on the path. She picked it up and looked inside. There was $500 in it. $500! Mel thought about the bike she wanted. She had asked her mom for one, but her mom said they had no money for bikes. Mel looked around. There was no one in sight. No one had seen her with the wallet. She put it into her school bag and ran home fast. When she got home, she put the wallet in her treasure box. Then she locked it and hid the key. That night, Mel thought about the money. She thought about the bike she could get. But there was one problem. How could she tell her parents where she had got the money? Then Mel remembered the science competition. The prize was $500. She was good at science. She would tell her parents she had won it. The next day, Mel rushed home from school. She was just about to tell her mother the good news when her mother said, "Guess what? I had enough money left over this week for a treat. I bought some strawberries. You can have one." Mel's news darted back inside her, like a moth into a dark corner. What if her mother had lost her wallet and someone had kept it? They might not have any food for weeks. Mel ran to her room. She opened the treasure box and took out the wallet. Mel took the wallet to her mother. "I found this," she said. "It has $500 in it." "Wow," said her mother. $500. She looked inside the wallet. "It is Mrs. Maka's," she said. "She lives down the road. We'll have to take it to her right now." Mrs. Maka was very pleased to get her wallet back. "This money is to get my eyes fixed," she said. "If they're not fixed, I will go blind." She took out $20 and gave it to Mel. "Thank you for being honest," she said. Mel knew that $20 wouldn't buy a bike. But if she saved it, one day she might have enough. After that, Mel and Mrs. Maka were good friends. Mel helped Mrs. Maka make a garden, and Mrs. Maka showed Mel how to make clay pots. One day, Mrs. Maka said, "Guess what, Mel? My clay pot won a prize, a red bike. How silly! I can't ride a bike. Would you like it?"